Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Clemente takes first base on ball four. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin races to the bag, beating Landrum for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Beckert moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pagliarani takes first base on ball four. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alley hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Clemens. Alley reaches second base with a double. Pagliarani goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Law hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Santo reaches second base with a double. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Law covering, for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bailey is 0-1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-1 in the game. Verdon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stargell is 0-1 in the game. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Landrum is 0-1 in the game. Landrum is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clendenin is 0-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mazeroski is 0-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pagliarani is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alley is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to second. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Law is 0-1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pagliarani scores. Ali moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ali moves to third. Law moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemens is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Chris Krug pinch hits for Ed Bailey. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Krug is hit by the pitch. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Chris Krug now catching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Clendenin moves to third. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarani is walked intentionally. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Alley reaches second base with a double. Clendenin scores. Mazeroski scores. Pagliarani moves to third. It's 6-3, Pirates. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Law strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Law covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Krug fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Krug. Clemente moves to third. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens takes first base on ball four. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pagliarani strikes out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alley is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger strikes out. 1 out. George Altman pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Law fires to first and picks off Beckert. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Joey Amalfitano now playing second base. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bailey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Verdon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon takes first base on 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Stargell is 0-for-4 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Pirates. Al McBean now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clemens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Krug is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Clendenon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clendenon strikes out. 1 out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mazeroski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pagliarani hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alley is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Alley takes first base on ball 4. Pagliarani moves to second. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McBean hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. McBean reaches second base with a double. Pagliarani scores. Alley goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Pirates. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.